hazardous driving conditions, floods and storms. Nationally, flash floods are responsible for more deaths than any other weather event. Nearly half of these fatalities are vehicle-related. Storms, blizzards, and other severe weather systems create hazardous driving conditions such as high winds, limited visibility, slippery roads, and other unexpected hazards. When hazardous driving conditions are predicted, it is best to stay home and avoid unnecessary travel. However, if you are caught out in a storm or come upon a hazardous situation, you should do the following. Reduce your speed. Do not use cruise control. Stay alert. Keep more than 4 seconds of space between you and the motor vehicle in front of you. Be especially alert at night or when driving on unfamiliar roads. Be aware that bridges, culverts, and roadbeds may be washed away or undermined by floodwaters. Do not drive around traffic barricades or past road-closed signs. Obey all detour signs. Do not drive where water is over the road. The depth of water is not always obvious, and the water may hide danger, such as washouts. Vehicle motors will stall in water, and you could become stranded or trapped. If your vehicle stalls in a flooded area, abandon it as soon as possible. Floodwaters can rise rapidly and sweep away a car and its occupants. Many deaths have resulted from attempts to move stalled vehicles. If you choose to abandon your vehicle in a flooded area, respect the forces of running water. As little as 4 inches of water can make it difficult to walk and can obstruct hazards from view. Wind can be a problem for all motorists. It is especially hazardous for large vehicles and for drivers towing trailers. Driving at slower speeds is the best practice. Be aware that strong winds and heavy snow or ice may cause trees and wires to fall into the roadway. Never get near or cross downed wires. Check for weather and flash flood warnings issued by the Weather Service, as well as all notices regarding hazardous driving conditions. When visibility is poor, such as in fog, heavy rain, or heavy snow, use your low-beam headlights. If you cannot clearly see persons or vehicles 500 feet ahead, the law requires drivers to have headlights turned on. Winter driving. Winter is the most difficult driving season, so use extra caution. Not only do you have snow and ice to deal with, but there are fewer hours of daylight as well. Make sure your brakes, windshield wipers, defroster, heater, and exhaust system are in top condition. Check your antifreeze and be ready for colder temperatures. Be sure the windshield washer reservoir is filled with a fluid made for winter use. Make sure you've got good snow tires on all 4 wheels and put them on early. Try not to get caught without them in the first snowfall. Never combine different types of tires on the same vehicle. Many states allow tires with metal studs to be used only in winter conditions. Always be sure the tires are properly inflated. During ice or snowstorms, especially when a traveler's advisory is issued, don't drive unless absolutely necessary. If you must drive, completely clear the ice and snow from your entire vehicle and be sure your wipers are clear of any ice buildup. The inside of your windows should also be free of moisture. When sleet, freezing rain, or snow start to fall, black ice can quickly form and you may not be able to see it. Bridges, ramps, and overpasses are likely to freeze first. Slippery spots may still remain after road crews have cleared the highways. Since you will need to drive more slowly, allow more time to reach your destination. Increase your following distance to more than 4 seconds. Even vehicles with four-wheel or all-wheel drive do not have good traction on ice. All vehicles have difficulty stopping, going through curves, and changing lanes on winter roads. Be especially careful near snowplows. They are hard to see because of the blowing snow they create. They are wider than other vehicles and often move more slowly. Travel in the day, don't travel alone, and keep others informed of your route and schedule. Stay on main roads, avoid back road shortcuts. Be prepared. Items you should keep in your vehicle include windshield scraper and brush, small shovel, kitty litter or sand, extra clothing, food and water, cell phone, extra windshield washer fluid, a basic first aid kit, and flashlight. Always have at least a half tank of gas in your vehicle. If you are caught in a blizzard or stranded, pull off the highway. Turn on hazard lights and hang a distress flag from the door handle, an antenna, or window. Remain in your vehicle where rescuers are most likely to find you. Do not set out on foot unless you can see a building close by where you know you can take shelter. Be careful. Distances are distorted by blowing snow. A building may seem close, but actually be too far to walk to in deep snow. Run the engine and heater about 10 minutes each hour to keep warm. When the engine is running, open a downwind window slightly for ventilation. To help protect from possible carbon monoxide poisoning, keep snow clear from the exhaust pipe. Exercise to maintain body heat, but avoid overdoing it. In extreme cold, use roadmaps, seat covers, and floor mats for insulation. Huddle with passengers and use your coat for a blanket. Take turns sleeping. One person should be awake at all times to look for rescue crews. Drink fluids to avoid dehydration. However, do not drink alcohol. Be careful not to waste battery power. Balance electrical energy needs, the use of lights, heat, and radio, with supply. Turn on the inside light at night so work crews or rescuers can see you. If stranded in a remote area, stomp large block letters in an open area spelling out HELP or SOS, and line them with rocks or tree limbs to attract the attention of rescue personnel who may be searching the area by airplane. Skidding. Most skids are caused by the driver's failure to react in time to adjust the vehicle's speed to road and traffic conditions. These conditions may include snow, ice, rain, dirt or gravel, and wet leaves. Do not use cruise control in these situations. In a rear-wheel drive vehicle, you can usually feel a loss of traction or the beginning of a skid. There may be no such warning in a front-wheel drive, however. Front-wheel drives do handle better in snow, but they do not have flawless traction, and skids can occur unexpectedly. Don't let the better feel and handling of a front-wheel drive vehicle cause you to drive faster than you should. How to avoid skidding. On roads that may be slippery, you should drive at a slower speed. Don't make any sudden changes in speed or direction. To slow down on a slippery road, you should take your foot off the gas pedal to lower your speed and help keep your vehicle under control. If you need to slow down more, gently squeeze your brakes with a slow, steady pressure. Allow the wheels to keep rolling. If they start to lock up, ease off the brake pedal. As you slow down, it may also be helpful to shift into a lower gear. If your vehicle is equipped with anti-lock brakes, use steady brake pressure. Do not pump the brakes. Follow the instructions in your owner's manual. How to control a vehicle in a skid. The best approach to recovering from a skid is the same for both front and rear-wheel drive vehicles. Don't hit the brakes. It will just make the skid worse. Steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go. You might have to steer left and right a few times to get your vehicle completely under control. Note: vehicle improvements, such as stability control, may also help you handle your vehicle, but they cannot be a substitute for driver caution. Four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive vehicles have better traction in snow, but not on ice. Be wary of overconfidence using these vehicles. No matter what type of vehicle you have, it's a good idea to go to an empty parking lot and learn how your vehicle handles on icy or snowy surfaces. Anti-lock brakes. Anti-lock brakes are an important breakthrough in safety. They allow you to brake and steer at the same time. Expect noise and vibration in the brake pedal. Don't pump the brake or take your foot off the brake pedal because it will disengage the anti-lock system. Your owner's manual will tell you if your vehicle has ABS. Also, an ABS warning light will display briefly on your instrument panel when you start your vehicle. Note: if your ABS light stays on after you begin to drive, your vehicle's ABS system is not working. However, the vehicle does still have brakes. Reduced visibility. Daytime driving. Studies have shown that driving with low-beam headlights on during the daytime reduces the risk of head-on collisions by more than 20%. Automobile manufacturers have installed daytime running lights on many vehicles. These lights come on automatically and should not be confused with your headlights. Daytime running lights and headlights can help other drivers to see your vehicle during daylight hours. Remember, when snow, rain, and fog limit visibility, you must turn your headlights on. The best practice is to always drive with at least your low-beam headlights on, even in the daytime. Note: parking lights are to be used only when your vehicle is parked. Night driving. It is more dangerous to drive at night than in the daytime because you cannot see as far ahead at night. The law requires headlights on vehicles to be turned on a half hour after sunset to a half hour before sunrise. Be sure to turn on your headlights. Your daytime running lights may give you the impression that your headlights are on. You always need to be able to see 4 seconds ahead. When driving at night at 40 miles an hour with low beam headlights, you are overdriving your headlights. This means that you cannot see far enough ahead to stop in the space you can see, and you may not be able to avoid a collision. Use high and low headlight beams properly. Use high beam when driving in the open country with few other vehicles. Even with the high beams, speed must be lower than by day. Always use low beam when approaching other vehicles or pedestrians so as not to blind the driver or pedestrian. Also use low beam when driving in areas with streetlights or fog and when following another vehicle. Courteous drivers dim their headlights. When driving a motor vehicle at night, you should promptly dim your headlights when meeting or following another vehicle. Approaching headlights. If you look directly at oncoming lights, you could be blinded for several seconds. To avoid being temporarily blinded, you should look ahead towards the right edge of the highway until the bright lights have gone by and your vision has returned to normal. This practice will also help you detect bicyclists or pedestrians who may be close to the edge of the road.